There is in the C language a concept called standard I/O. Basically what that means is that there are certain channels of input and output that are assumed. And you just use those unless you want to specifically go to some file or another. So the functions that come in the standard C library, and in particular the ones that are in standard io.h, provide I/O services for using what we call the console, which is basically the screen and the keyboard, or for explicitly doing file input and output. And then finally, for doing input in memory and output as well. In other words, you can build, say, strings and write them into memory and get them all formatted and finished and ready to go before you actually put them onto the screen or write them to a file. So there's the three basic categories of types of I/O. There's console I/O, which goes to standard input and output, which I'm about to explain. There's file I/O, which is explicit file input and output, where you name a file that you're reading from or writing to. And then there's the in-core or in-memory formatting. The channels of input and output that I was talking about are really called streams, and there's three of them that are predefined in C. One is STDIN, standard in, or standard input. And the console functions in the standard C library will always read from standard input. And standard input is, by default, the keyboard. Now, there are ways in your operating system to change that. That's called redirection, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But just keep in mind that standard in, or standard input, is where a number of functions in the standard C library get their input. Standard out is the analogous situation for output, and that is hooked to the screen. And so functions like put, S, which you have already seen, they send their output to standard output. And that's why if you were to run the program that you've seen already, you would see those two lines get printed on the screen. There is a third channel or stream for output, which is also connected to the screen by default. It's called standard error. But it's logically different than standard output. And in your program, you can actually send things separately to standard output and standard error. And if you do not redirect them to files or other devices, then you'll see them all on the screen together. But it does give you a logically separate place to put them. And if you choose to have standard output, for example, not go to the screen, you can do that.